We're speaking here after the first session, after taking victory in an Ulster semi-final. How hard was that on the boys tonight?
Listen, they're really, really up for it. Really good session out there this evening. And as I say, we're in the four sessions left. And yeah, real focus now ahead. You know, Ulster titles are not handed out easy. We've got to be ready for that challenge. And, you know, after the euphoria of winning a semi-final against Tyrone, we have our target now is the Ulster final, 75, 76 minutes. And we need to be at those levels because I watched Cavan over the last number of weeks and they've been pretty impressive.
Yeah, what are they going to bring, Declan? Because already in this championship, we've seen two totally different dynamics. What Fermanagh brought, and you had to play the game that Fermanagh had set up for. And then the way you played that first half against Tyrone, what can we expect now in this next one?
Yeah, well, listen, I watched Cavan over the last two matches, over the last three matches. Monaghan, they won that game, you know, and they played very, very well that day in Breffni. The last two games, really good matches against Armagh. Both teams going at it, playing the brand of football that those top teams are trying to play. It's a more advanced game in terms of getting bodies forward and attacking in numbers and defending in numbers. And yeah, Mickey has got them playing well and he has got them gelled together. So we know we're in for a big, big test. You know, you look at the likes of the McVities of this world and the likes of Garage McKiernan, and you look at Cian Mackey coming off the bench, Killian Clark, Martin Riley, really, really good players. And you know, a lot of those guys have won 2, 3, 4 under-21 Ulster medals. So, yeah, it's a test for us. It's a challenge for us, but it's one that the boys are really, really looking forward to.
Yeah, I suppose one thing Kevin will be keeping an eye on is the way that Donegal passed the ball so pacey and was evident against Tyrone. And if they were to leave their house open, Donegal could really, really punish them in Ulster final day.
Well, listen, the way the game's gone, Oisin, yeah, it's about getting the ball moving quickly, no doubt about that there. But it's also getting your defensive shape in order then when you don't have the ball. And it's a lot of these games are fairly fascinating in terms of tactical battles. And but at the end of the day, it's teams going to get the most scores on the board and that's going to attack the best and that's going to defend. When they have the defence, it's going to win that Ulster title. And as I say, there's a huge card, a huge price at stake here now, an Anglo-Celt. And also placing the Super 8.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the point that you are the Ulster champions, you're still the Ulster champions, and get into another final, and you're going to have to play like the kingpins of Ulster once again, because at the end of the day, this is seen as probably the biggest provincial final in the country, and you have to perform to that level, Declan.
We have to, and you know, that's the challenge, and that's the brilliant thing about the Ulster Championship. You know, the games are coming ticking fast now. It's different from years ago where you had a game and then you had 4 weeks off and then you had another game and you had four more weeks off. They're coming every second week and there's different challenges being thrown at us. The Fermanagh game brought its own challenges. And then we went into Tyrone, which is completely different. And it'll have a mixture of both now going into the Ulster final on Sunday week. But those are the challenges that you go out every night and train and try and adapt to. And we're looking at getting our game plan right now to meet the challenges that Cavan will ask us.
Yeah. Let's be honest about it. You are going to be seen as raging hot favourites for this one. How do you handle it?
Listen, all we can do, and again, as I said before, going into the Tyrone match, we went in as underdogs, but were we paying much attention to that? Not really. We went out and we trained hard and we got the lads into a place where, we knew there was a big performance coming. And whether that was good enough to get us over the line, and it was on Saturday evening, and there was a lot to like about the performance, but there's also plenty of room for improvement. And as I said on Saturday evening after the match, you know, there was no silverware handed out. It's a semi-final, didn't really matter who you were playing in that. It's a semi-final, we're through to an Ulster final. Cavan is our next opposition, we've got to be ready for that, and as I say, that's what we're gearing towards now.
What are those areas then that you feel that you need to improve on? If there was negatives from last weekend, what were they?
Yeah, listen, you know, we had opportunities to get more scores on the board. We didn't take them. We had one or two goal opportunities. So again, in terms of going forward, we need to be more clinical. And I suppose defensively, we were opening up once or twice. We need to be tighter. And so there's areas with the ball, there's areas without the ball that we need to be better at. But as I say, we continue to work every night on the game plan and trying to improve every player individually and then as a collective unit.
Yeah, there's a change in the squad this year. You won the Ulster title last year. There's a change obviously in the panel this year and on the coaching staff as well. So as you have moved along, Declan, was that sort of development, and it's back to, I suppose, the evolution of this Donegal team, was that a key to where Donegal is at now with that Tyrone performance?
Well, listen, we've kept the squad reasonably small. It's probably one of the smaller squads in the country. It's 30 players. And, you know, but the good thing about that there is that any one of those 30 players And I have no doubt whatever happens over the next four sessions, any one of the 30 players within that squad can go out and do a job. I have no doubt about that. They're training at a really good level here. And the young lads are really pushing on. A lot of young lads come in to the squad, but also at the same time, those experienced players are absolutely vital to the overall balance of the team. And you see that every night of training, and you see it on match days.
Some of these boys are going for the first, trying to win a first Ulster title. Some are trying to win five. Some are playing in their eighth final. There's a huge, huge mix of experience and inexperience in there, and it's all about getting sort of that magic right, Declan, as you go to another decider.
Yeah, listen, even going back to my own days, we had a period, you know, after decades and decades of not getting to Ulster finals, maybe one every 10 years, but we got then a spell from 89 to 93. We played five Ulster finals on the trot, and then it took us another 5 years, I think, six years to get to an Ulster final, and after that another maybe a longer spell. So you take nothing for granted. You know, you take every game and every match that comes, you just have to be ready for it. Because an Ulster Championship football, if you're not ready, if you're not at those levels, and you're going to be found out. Simple as that there. So that's the challenge for us as management. But every night you go out there, you push these players, and these players respond. And as I say, we're getting ready for a huge battle now against Cavan on Sunday week.
Listen, you could call Clonus sort of like a home venue then off the back of that for Donegal, given they've played in so many finals in this recent period. The fact that Cavan's in there for the first time since 2001, does that give you an advantage?
Not really. I mean, Cavan have been there over the last two matches against Armagh. They're well used to playing on that pitch in Clonus. It's a brilliant surface.
And, but the environment of an Ulster final is a different, situation.
It is different, Oisin, exactly, yeah. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, I'm really, you know, appealing to Donegal supporters is to get there, make sure they get their tickets to go there. There's nowhere better to be an Ulster final than Clonus. Clonus to me is a brilliant venue. There's a great atmosphere at it. The town is buzzing from early morning. And we know that if those tickets are not taken up in Donegal, they will definitely go to Cavan, because Cavan will get as many tickets as they can get their hands on. So it's important from our point of view, and the message going out to the supporters is to really get behind, get those tickets, get into Clonus early and really support this team. And, you know, it's a huge occasion, and to me it's like the Munster Hurling Championship. This is the football provincial championship, the Ulster, because on that day there's only one show in town, that's the Ulster Championship. And it's a huge occasion, it's a great to be part of it, and it's one that we're really looking forward to.
Okay, Declan, we wish you all the best in another Ulster final.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.